Miles Davis Gets Political. I'm Hollis Monroe, with Soundtrack to the Struggle. It's 1984, and Miles Davis is changing his musical course yet again. He'd exhausted his exploration of jazz fusion and now looked for a fresh perspective. The result was You're Under Arrest. This album was intentionally controversial, from its garish cover art to its confounding mix of in-your-face statements and sugary pop ballads. It was also Miles' most overtly political record to date. Miles chose this time to go public with his long-held views on nuclear proliferation, racism, and especially police intimidation. He had fallen victim to police brutality in 1959 when he was beaten and arrested by a white New York City cop. As he released You're Under Arrest, Miles also lent his horn to the Sun City anti-apartheid movement and to Amnesty International. He had always been a supporter of the equality struggle and a vocal defender of black culture. He believed that jazz was the purview of black America, and that white musicians had co-opted their way into the new art form. He was a staunch defender of the disenfranchised and openly contemptuous of the aura of white privilege. At a White House gathering, Nancy Reagan is said to have asked Davis, "What have you done to deserve being here?" Miles replied, "Well, I've changed the course of music 5 or 6 times. What have you done?" You're Under Arrest, Miles' latest course change, was initially met by a mixed, confused response. But like the musician himself, the music and the causes he championed are multi-layered, difficult to define, and require study and contemplation. Here's Miles Davis performing One Phone Call from You're Under Arrest. We'll be right back.
cokolwiek nie powiesz, będzie użyte przeciwko tobie, więc lepiej siedź cicho.
Yo vine de Miami y este es parte de mi religión y no me diga que me calle.
Tu as le droit de tenir le silence. Rien que nous dit va se dire contre toi. Alors tais-toi.
Et toi, Summoner.
Soundtrack to the Struggle is written by Ron Atkins and Hollis Munro. Executive producers George Dorman and Dennis Green. Visit soundtracktothestruggle.org for our program archive. Join me next time for another story of how music and musicians helped fight for racial equality on Soundtrack to the Struggle, a production of KCCK-FM, Iowa's Jazz Station.